Hello, welcome to GCSE Bite Size with me, Chris Smith, and with Ben Vowsler. We're from The Naked Scientists. One of the key things that's revolutionised the world in recent years is communication over long distances. So how does this work, Ben?
Well, if you want to communicate over a really long distance, you need to use some form of electromagnetic waves, like light or radio waves. One of the older ways of doing this, which you may have seen in old films, is just to flash a light on and off and send a message in Morse code. A more modern version is to use an optical fibre, which is a thin fibre of glass which acts as a pipe for light from a laser, which lets your signal go around corners. The laser flashes incredibly quickly and can carry far more information than a wire.
But how do you communicate down a wire?
Well, you can transmit information down a wire because you can make an electric current travel a long way. You control it with a switch or use some electronics to send a digital signal. Or you can just use a microphone and an amplifier to send an analog signal.
And what's the difference between those two, the analog and the digital signal?
A digital signal can only take certain values. For example, if you're communicating using a switch, it can either be on or off. But an analog signal can change smoothly.
But everything seems to be going digital, so why is that?
If a signal is in the real world, it inevitably gets noise or interference added to it. And that can be leftover bits of other signal or it can be thermal vibrations. If this is added to an analog signal, the person decoding on the other end can't tell whether the noise was supposed to be there or not. But if you're receiving a digital signal, as long as you can tell whether the switch was on or off, you can ignore all the noise. Because of this, you can stop signals interfering with each other and use clever computer compression techniques to squeeze in more information into the same space.